Christ's love is like the Father's love, February 2. God is love. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Christ came to reveal God to the world as a God of love, full of mercy, tenderness, and compassion. The thick darkness with which Satan had endeavored to enshroud the throne of deity was swept away by the world's Redeemer, and the Father was again manifest to men as the light of life. When Philip came to Jesus with the request, "Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us," the Savior answered him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" Christ declares himself to be sent into the world as a representative of the Father. In his nobility of character, in his mercy and tender pity, in his love and goodness, he stands before us as the embodiment of divine perfection, the image of the invisible God. Says the Apostle, "God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself." Only as we contemplate the great plan of redemption can we have a just appreciation of the character of God. The work of creation was a manifestation of his love, but the gift of God to save the guilty and ruined race alone reveals the infinite depths of divine tenderness and compassion. What love, what matchless love, that, sinners and aliens as we are, we may be brought back to God and adopted into his family. We may address him by the endearing name, Our Father, which is a sign of our affection for him, and a pledge of his tender regard and relationship to us. And the Son of God, beholding the heirs of grace, is not ashamed to call them brethren.